Track 8. As the natural world continues to suffer devastating decline, the co-founders of ambitious Project Wild East are uniting people across the region in a collective bid to return green space to nature.
Before COVID-19 overturned our lives, climate change and environmental issues dominated the world stage, politically, economically, and culturally. From David Attenborough's heart-wrenching documentaries to the war on plastic, from the rise of the young climate change activist Greta Thunberg to the many Extinction Rebellion protests. There's no escaping the fact that the natural world is in catastrophic danger. And now, more than ever, people are waking up to the part that they can play in reversing this threat. It's this train of thought that's central to the mission of Wild East, an unapologetically ambitious nature recovery project which aims to galvanise people from across the UK to return 250,000 hectares of land to nature, and, in doing so, make an important contribution in creating the world's greatest nature reserve. Scientists broadly agree that to thrive and be abundant, nature of all kinds needs around 20% of the working landscape, or farming land, to be wild and accessible. Currently, it's between around 3% and 5%, according to the government advisory body, Natural England. The scale is daring and overambitious, but deliberately so, says Hugh Summerlayton, co-founder of Wild East. But everyone has a part to play, and we want people to recognise this. In our manifesto, we talk about the zooification of nature, and we want people to live in a nature reserve, not just visit one. Wild East is a relatively new project and a collaboration between Hugh and his close friends Ollie Birkbeck and Argus Hardy. The idea for the movement was first conceived when the three men, all farmers and natives of East Anglia, took a trip to Scotland and were inspired by their meetings with Paul Lister of the European Nature Trust. Argus explains, "Our trip took us up through England and Scotland, dropping in on a variety of projects from small-scale rewilding on the urban fringes of Sheffield to the open commons of the Hoggle Fens and finally to the wilds of Allerdale. Watching golden eagles soaring above our heads, dwarfed by the hills around us, we realised that we needed to achieve scale far beyond what we'd been thinking about on our own patches. And Wild East is a big idea in terms of geography, but essentially a simple one, a 20% pledge. The pledge can take the form of any natural space, whether small or large, from the corners of gardens to the edges of industrial estates and hospital car parks. The big one is farms, says Argus. Getting farms to pledge is key, but getting everyone involved is how we achieve scale, and we call this our Road to Allerdale moment. Hugh adds, "We're farmers and conservationists, and this underpins everything we do. It's the biggest, most important business for all of us. But this isn't about me or us. Conservation and nature belong to everyone. Everyone needs to do their bit, or there's a real risk that nature recovery remains fragmented and confined to the periphery." Wild East is launching its campaign as environmental issues remain prominent on the national agenda, while the arrival of COVID-19 has given people the opportunity to rethink their priorities, beliefs, and behaviours. But how can the movement instill this sense of responsibility in all, whether renting a flat in Norwich or living in the countryside? There needs to be an understanding that you can give life to nature in an allotment, in your back garden, and even on a balcony, says Ollie. We're trying to create a groundswell for people to put whatever they can towards a wilder East based on our target of 20% of farms, backyards and gardens. And we've been creating a map to mark these pledges. The powerful Map of Dreams is a visual tool which tracks the growth of pledges and the subsequent impact on nature recovery. The red and green map shows the stark difference between nature in crisis and nature recovered, and the hope is that over time the green will spread across the map as the number of pledges grows. As well as pledgees, Wild East is also keen to identify exemplar pledgees who have demonstrated a deep connection with the movement and who will champion the movement's message within their community. Hugh adds, "Either we accept the continued collapse of the natural world on which so much depends, or we change. We know humans can change, but it'll be slow, gradual change. We need to make it relevant to people's lives and change consumer behaviour." Consumerism is an interesting point here. The supermarket continues to be essential to our lives, even more so during lockdown, but it has contributed to creating a convenience culture. Have you eaten strawberries in December? Or grabbed low-quality chicken off the shelves? It's these habitual, subconscious actions that are dangerous and a long-term challenge. Hugh says, "Most people make an effort when they go to the supermarket to buy something sustainable, but have a limited amount of time. So it's easy to get sort of eco-fatigue, and then you think, well, what's the point when there are millions of other people who aren't doing this? And that's why we need to come together under the Wild East flag and create long-term societal shift in consumer as well as farming culture. Wild East wants to help restore nature and help create a mindset of respectful coexistence with the natural world. And to do this, we must change.